Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew
on Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
If you're dating online and you're looking for some bad advice, let me introduce you to our producer, Leroy, a.k.a. Black Machismo, who just asked the dumbest question.
Oh, come on.
In history. No, go ahead. No, ask Melissa. Go ahead.
No, all right. So you're into the whole dating app, dating world type of
thing,
right?
Unfortunately, yeah.
No, be proud of it. So if you go on a dating app and you meet someone, and let's say you're not really attracted to them, but you do check out their story.
Yep.
You end up talking to them, and let's say weeks and months go by, and you're really interested in this person. They seem like their personality is just phenomenal. And then you finally meet up. And they don't look like the picture. As a matter of fact, they are handsome. Wouldn't that piss you off?
Okay. First of all, what kind of question is that? Second of all, that never happens.
And it's always
the opposite. You always want to upgrade yourself. And then when you meet in person, have the person be like, oh. It never happens the other way around.
But if it did?
If it did, why would I be upset about that?
Because it's misleading.
So?
Why not just tell me up front that...
It's a good misleading, not a bad misleading.
Maybe I got trust issues or something, but I wouldn't trust somebody who portrayed themselves as this hideous person. And then when you meet them, they're absolutely, you know, like handsome or beautiful.
Can I... chime in.
Yes,
that's never going to happen in the history of online dating for a million reasons. One of the reasons is because who even bothers to look at a person's profile?
I do.
Wait, so you don't go by the picture first?
No. Obviously, the first thing you look at is picture.
That's what I'm talking about. You go by the picture, and then you're like, I'll give this. By the picture, you decide whether or not you're going to read the profile
stuff. All right, yes, you're right about that.
Yes, that's one. Mm-hmm. Two is, if you are thinking of this, you look at yourself and go, I'm an attractive son of a bitch. You know what? I want to find somebody, what's your word? Authentic or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put an ugly picture and really win him over with my bio. You are basically, this is why it's not going to happen, because now you're asking for somebody who's not quality to want to get with you. Because nobody who's attractive is going to look and go, look at this troll. Oh, but look, he sounds like he has a great personality. Aww. I'm going to give him a chance. That happens in a make-believe Lifetime movie. That'll happen like right now. It's Christmas, you know, time.
Right.
So you'll probably see it on like, you know, on Freeform or whatever that channel is where they just play nothing but Christmas movies.
Hallmark channel.
Yeah, the Hallmark channel. It'll be somebody who's like really ugly. And for some reason, this unbelievably gorgeous woman gives him a chance and he turns out to be really, really handsome and they get married on Christmas Day. That is not going to happen. You're such a rookie in the game.
I can't believe you think that somebody would be upset about that. Like,
it's misleading.
Yeah, but. I don't understand that.
You ever watch Coming to America?
Of course.
All right. So it was a prince who wanted to find his true love, and he played it off.
She got mad at the end.
Yeah, and then she got mad at the end.
That was a movie.
I know,
but still.
She also returned $250,000 pair of earrings. She's crazy.
That does not exist.
Misleading. Misleading.
Does not exist in life. One last question, though, Melissa. Now, because you were saying that, you know, obviously it happens a lot the other way. People put out the best picture possible. Mm-hmm. Then they put up the best bio possible. Now, do you go in, let's say you look at their picture and the bio, and on a scale of 1 to 10, you're like, the picture's about an 8. The bio is an 8.5. Do you go in going, I'm probably going to meet this person, and we're looking at probably like a 6 on both sides?
No, but I will say, a lot of times I discredit people if their bio sucks, which I know is strange. Like, you could be, unless you are a 10 and your bio sucks, 9 times out of 10, if you're a good-looking guy and I go to read your bio and I'm turned off by something that's either said or like, oh, I like to smoke weed like 15 times a day, like, I'll discredit you if you're very good looking and have a crappy bio. So yeah. You got to put something in your bio. Like some guys will be like, I don't know what to say. Just ask me. No.
Yeah. That's not, like, that means really? You don't got anything
Come
to bring
on,
to the table.
Dude. Like, put a little effort into it. Like, that's completely no. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Does your bio lie at all?
No. You want to read it?
Please.
No, I'm not kidding.
Please.
My bio. No, I'm
Please.
Not. No. I ran into a guy at the grocery store yesterday who said that we had a conversation on one of the dating sites, and I wanted to run because I was so like,
oh my
no,
God.
Uh-uh. I barely even go on anymore.
He just came up to me behind you and was like, hi, Melissa.
Yeah.
We met.
Yeah.
We talked. We never went on a date.
It was
Would you like to do it now?
It was so embarrassing.
Would you like me to follow you to your car?
No, it was.
Would you like me to carry your groceries?
I thought it was getting to that point. I got really scared. I was like, okay.
That is so weird.
It was just awkward. I was like, no, this is dating sites. You're not supposed to meet in real life unless I really want to meet you in real life.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.